Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. We know that whenever family comes together, God has something special for us. Amen.
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 I want you all to be ready to receive something special from God because He is always a good God and He gives us what we need, not what we want.
Amen.
He gives us what we need. Amen. I want you to prepare your heart this afternoon and begin to go before the Lord in prayer. He sees you, He hears you, and He knows what you are going through. He understands what you didn't tell me. Because men can only sometimes try their best. But He's the ultimate one who makes things come to pass. Pray for each and every one of us gathered here this afternoon. Pray that the grace of God will be with us. And God will speak to us through His Word. And pray that this Word would come to bless you, to change something in your life, and to lead you in the path of righteousness. Our Father and our God, we come before you with grateful hearts this afternoon, acknowledging that you are the sovereign God over all things. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who leads, the one who holds the final say in every matter of our lives. Lord, we invite you into our presence. Let your spirit move freely among us. Silence every voice of doubt, fear, and condemnation. And open our ears to hear your truth. Speak life to the places in us that feels lifeless. Speak peace where there is turmoil. Speak hope where there is despair. Please anoint these words that it will be spoken today. Let the message be more than information, but come to transform, touch hearts, restore dreams, and revive us, O God. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, I'm led to speak on a subject titled, God Has the Final Say.
Yes.
God has the final say.
Yes, He does.
I'd like to ask a question to start my conversation with you all. Have you ever received news that felt like the end of the road? Maybe a doctor diagnosed something that you were not too sure about that. Or maybe you applied for a job and you got a rejection letter. Or maybe it's a broken relationship with your mother, with a friend, or with a relation. Or maybe otherwise it could be a financial loss and you thought, that is it, it's over. But what if I told you that even when others put a period to your name, Jesus placed a comma? What if I told you that courtroom may close, the doctors may give up on you, and the world may walk away, but Jesus always has the final say? Hallelujah. Our memory verse today will be taken from Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. It reads from the New International Version. I am the Alpha and the Omega, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I repeat, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I read from the New International Version. It says, I am the Alpha and Omega, saith the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, even the Almighty. There is a scripture in the book of John, chapter 11, verse 1 to 44. And that's a story I will relate to the memory verse. The story about Lazarus. When they said it was over, Jesus stepped in even that situation. Folks, you know the story. Lazarus was dead, not symbolically, literally dead for 4 days. 4 days. The whole family mourned after his death. Martha, the sister, said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. We sent a message to you 4 days ago that our brother was ill, but you never showed up. Now that he's dead, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Because our brother is dead. Our hope is gone. Why are you here? But Jesus looked at her and the family, and he said, need I remind you, I am the resurrection and the life. And he shouted, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead had no choice but to let go. Am I speaking to somebody this afternoon? Whatever your situation is, Jesus has appeared this afternoon to your living room, to the couch that you are sitting in. And he's saying to you, like he said to Martha and the family, I am the resurrection and the life. And the dead situation in your life has no choice but let it go. Even when something looks dead, when your dreams are buried, when your joy is shattered, when your future looks unpredictable, Jesus can call it back to life. I thought you'd say amen to that.
Amen.
Jesus is recalling every area in our lives that needs to be fixed this afternoon. Jesus is walking through our situations that we feel we are locked in for life. Jesus is making a new turn in our lives. When your mistakes define you, Jesus rewrites the story. I said, when your mistakes define you, Jesus will rewrite the story. When people will define you based on what they have seen you in the past, when they roll their eyes on you, when they judge you without knowing what you are able to do, when they feel that you don't deserve, Jesus will write your story again. Another parallel story that I want to relate is the adulterous woman in John chapter 8, verse 11. The adulterous woman. A woman was caught in adultery and was dragged before Jesus. According to the law of the land, any woman who was caught in an act should be stoned to death. But we know the situation. The woman did not do it by herself. So why the question on this woman only? How about the guy who got her into this situation? The Jews and the Pharisees were so bent on making sure that she gets the punishment. So they came to Jesus and told Jesus, we saw her. She doesn't have a shame. That's all she does. Now she's caught up with the law. They kept saying all these things to Jesus. But Jesus knelt down. She knelt down and had pity over all of them who were making the noise. And he had a pity on the lady in question too. So Jesus wrote in the dirt and said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Friends, the Bible makes it so clear that for all have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Who amongst us on this platform has never committed a sin? Who can call and say that he or she is righteous? So one by one, the accusers dropped their stones because they are ready to stone the lady. And they walked away. Being pricked by their own conscience, they realized that we are all but human. We are all but human. And we have erred in many ways. Just that we have not been caught. Jesus looked up and said, woman, and I might put my name there, David, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. He is the God of second chances. People may define you by your worst mistake, but Jesus defines you by your destiny. We are destined to win. We're destined to make a U-turn in our lives. He has a purpose for our lives, and he will work our best for us. Put your trust in the Lord. And that brings to me and a very popular scripture that I usually quote. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And I know you know it already because I've said it over and over again. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Friends, we all have sinned. We all have messed big time. We all do not deserve the mercy of God. But someone who cares so much for us left his throne, left all the good things he has, and came to die on the shameful cross. And he says, if you will trade your battles with me, I will turn things around for you. When you feel unqualified, Jesus calls you anyway. My last example to you is about Peter's redemption. John chapter 21, 15 to 19. It talks about Peter, who denied Jesus three times. Once upon a time, Peter was the head of the disciples. He had done so many things that Jesus had faith in him. Guilt and shame crushed Peter. But the reason Jesus came back, not to rebuke him, but Jesus, knowing the weakness of man and know that of Peter, asked him three times, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And then he said in response, feed my sheep. I'm not too sure the journey that you are embarking, but whatever journey you are embarking, I want you to know that for it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, there will be this judgment. A time is coming when we would not even have the opportunity to use the Bibles that we have in our homes, because there wouldn't be any Bibles. So study, church. Study, my friend. Study the Word of God as never before. Memorize the Word of God and think through, because your arm and armor will be the Word of God. For arm or flesh will fail you. But it's only the Word of God that will help you to be able to overcome the challenges of life. I'm not too sure how much you know about the Word. But I'm only reminding you again, steady. Steady to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed. Steady and learn and understand that which God has given us. Live by the Word, and let the Word of God consume you up. Friend, failure isn't final. When Jesus is involved, he doesn't just forgive you. He reassigns you. He reassigns you to your purpose. Have you accepted a final word spoken over your life by people, by circumstances, or even your own doubt? I came to remind you again, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Are you living in a tomb of fear? Are you walking in failure, or are you walking in disgrace or shame? Today, give Jesus the final say in your life. Here's what you can do right now. Only surrender. Hand over the pain for the past and that pressure to Jesus. Speak his truth. Declare aloud, Jesus has the final say. And it's over our lives, over our health, over our family trauma, and over our future. Beloved, I came to remind you this afternoon that neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. For Jesus has the final say. For Jesus has the final say. All through this afternoon, all that I've been talking about is, have you ever received news that felt like the end of the road? Maybe it is a diagnosis. Maybe you have been rejected by people, but let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me. For Jesus said, my Father's house has many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now remember our memory verse, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and Omega, saith the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come. Put your confidence in God, and this God will not fail you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 I want you to go before the Lord in prayer with me. And I want you to tell the Lord that, Lord, I have disappointed you in many ways, but I come to you this afternoon believing that you will turn the corner around for me. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Transform me and cause me to even believe in you and not to believe in the lies of the devil, who only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. For I know for a fact that you have come that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Therefore, Lord, let your name be glorified. Our Father and our God, we do thank you for the opportunity given to us, even to know that you have the final say. May these words resonate with us and cause us to walk in truth and make a decision to study your word and to believe in your words. We live in here, but we don't live in your presence. May your presence go before us. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Is anyone amongst us who has any special prayer request that you want us to pray? Now that we have heard, Jesus has the final say. The place is here, and that's your opportunity. All right, we thank God that there isn't any prayer requests from any one of us. And we thank you so much for making time for this afternoon session. We thank God again for faithful family members who always show up when we're ready to study from him. I believe that God is blessing us each time that we come together. Let's keep praying and let's Amen. Keep inviting others to join us. And I pray that God, who knows us by name, will not disappoint us. Shall we receive the benediction? Now unto you who is able to do far more exceedingly and abundantly and above that which we can think or dream of. May your presence go before us. May you renew our strength and may you surprise us with favor. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, I forgot one thing. Today is Deborah's birthday. Shall we pray for Deborah? I want one person to pray for Deborah. Deborah turns 21 today.
21.
Yes.
21.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Yes. Oh. Will somebody pray for Deborah for us, please? Oh. All right. I'm asking for prayer for Deborah. Would somebody pray for Deborah, please?
Heavenly Father, we come together to bless.
Thank you, Lord.
And intercede on the behalf of Deborah.
Yes, Lord.
She is now turned 21, and we ask that you guide her, lead her in all her steps.
Yes, Lord.
On her journey into adulthood. Keep her mindful.
Yes,
ever
Lord.
Vigilant, talking to her, speaking to her, and let her mind be open and receptive to hearing your every word,
yes,
and
Lord.
Understanding that you have nothing but the best for her.
Hallelujah.
In her life, in her journey.
Yes, Lord.
Grace, peace, and mercy be upon her as she moves and maneuvers, and allow those who can bless her life that you order and ordain to intercede and speak in her path, nothing but positive words.
Hallelujah.
Anytime the enemy shoots the fiery darts against her heels, let your warring angels take charge around her to keep her safe
Amen.
From all hurt and harm. Be her shelter in need. Lead her beside the still water so
Lord.
That she knows that they can be calm and know that even though she's walking through the shadow of death, that she will not fear evil.
Hallelujah.
You have not given us the spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and of a sound mind. But also, Father, make sure she keeps calm
in the name of Jesus.
That when she's out and about with her friends and associates and people she works with, that she can discern the goodness of others.
Hallelujah.
You shining in others and be able to speak and intercede on behalf of others who need her to speak on behalf of them.
Thank
to help
you.
Guide them in the right way and
yes,
let
Lord.
Her continue to be a beacon of light
yes,
so
Lord.
That they can know that you are a blessing and make sure that she's always a positive influence and example.
Yes, Lord.
We ask these things. First, we're grateful and we honor you and we give you all the praise and all these things. And in this we ask, we say, amen.
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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we thank you for your time and we hope that you have a good Thursday all until we meet again. Bye-bye.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.